For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The recent announcement of a new media venture in Memphis was met with some excitement and some questions. It's called the Daily Memphian. It's a nonprofit news organization that launches online in the fall. But even before its first day, the organization has already locked in some of the most prominent names in Memphis journalism. With us today is President and Executive Editor Eric Barnes. And full disclosure, Eric is the host of Behind the Headlines on WKNO-TV. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Eric, how would you describe the Daily Memphian?
It's an online news source grounded in the tradition of printed journalism. We won't have a print edition, but we will be online 7 days a week, writing 10 to 20 stories a day that are about Memphis or about something that impacts Memphis, with a newsroom of 25 freelancers and other contributors covering everything except last night's crime.
Most news organizations are owned by families or corporations. The Daily Memphian is kind of a new or at least unusual model.
Yeah, there are a couple hundred nonprofit online newspapers. You know, for better or worse, we are one of the more ambitious. A lot of them tend to be a little bit more niche sites focused on specific types of things in their communities, whereas we're trying to be a pretty comprehensive source from sports to politics to business and all things in between.
Well, what can a nonprofit news model do that a for-profit can't?
Quite frankly, the business model of traditional newspapers has really been hit hard. And so as a nonprofit, we will be a sustainable nonprofit. There are lots of nonprofits that have no ability to raise revenue. We will have revenue. We'll have a paywall, subscription-based website.
Now, just to clear up a little, you are also the publisher of the Memphis Daily News.
Yeah, and I've been publisher of the Memphis Daily News for 15 and a half years. Memphis Daily News will continue to operate. It'll kind of go back to its roots as a public information, public records newspaper.
And it is still a for-profit.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And very much a niche paper. And it made more sense for that to go back to its roots.
And now talk about the partnerships. The Daily Memphian, you plan on partnering with other local news organizations?
Yes. There are three that have been named and others that we will pursue. High Ground News, which does really interesting and important journalism, particularly in underserved areas of the community, underreported areas. Chalkbeat, which does education coverage statewide. The University of Memphis Journalism School has started an investigative reporting unit.
One of the concerns, of course, with nonprofits getting together and working together is a number of these websites are funded by philanthropists who are interested in the subject matter. Are these websites, like High Ground News, are they hard news or are they more cheerleaders for their community trying to make a positive impact on a community, whereas a for-profit newspaper doesn't really care about that?
We as the Daily Memphian will be critical of the Memphis community where we need to be. We will be without an agenda. There is no stated political bias. There is no...
Well, I guess a question might be, if you are partnered with the University of Memphis, how do you cover the University of Memphis?
Whatever they do, we will cover it with a critical eye. And when I say critical, it's not a negative eye. It's just we need to look at everything in depth. And we are fully independent. Despite the partnerships we've had, we are free and encouraged to look into and explore anything.
You know, most of your inaugural staff for the Daily Memphian are commercial appeal reporters. You poached their A-team. What was the strategy behind that?
The strategy was, one, where are the highest quality journalists that are experienced, can hit the ground running, that know Memphis? There's also the reality of the kind of need to generate traffic and attention. And so, say, Jeff Calkins and Jennifer Biggs have really big following. So it was kind of, Jeff has a radio show, Jennifer has a big social media presence. That kind of comes with them. And that was very much part of the strategy.
Were there any business strategy ideas of maybe doing some damage to the commercial appeal?
I don't know that we could have done more damage to Gannett than they did to themselves. Gannett being the owner of the commercial appeal. You know, Gannett has made a bunch of decisions about how they run their newspapers. They decided to launch a Tennessee network. They decided to gut their newsroom. They've shifted a whole lot of control and authority out of Memphis into Nashville and they're centralizing into some of their other offices. And they're doing this nationwide. Those were decisions they made that really made, I think, just sort of made it possible, made this sort of cry among a lot of people saying we need a better Memphis-focused news source. And so people say, how did you get these really talented people to come over? I mean, I had coffee with them. I mean, they were so desperate to be in a different environment that it was, I won't say it was easy, but it was not hard because of the choices that Gannett has made with its local paper.
One of the questions I've been hearing is how can you rival a newspaper if there's no paper?
Right.
The Daily News, the Commercial Appeal, the Memphis Flyer, all of them have a print product of some
right.
kind.
And really, it was a choice. I mean, the print is an incredible medium to distribute news. I mean, that's a statement of the obvious, but that has not changed because of the internet. The problem with it was ultimately the cost. It is so expensive to do. The cost is astronomical. And so what we finally decided was, well, let's put the money we could otherwise put in print into editorial resources, into content, and then, you know, work as hard as possible to make the site as accessible to everyone as it can be. So, you know, working eventually we'll work with libraries, we'll work with schools, we'll try to work with churches and community centers and make sure that everyone has access to it one way or another if they want to. I mean, we've said that we're launching at $7 a month. You know, to some people that doesn't sound like a lot. To other people, it certainly does sound like a lot. I mean, that's a choice. So a meal is $7. You know, I mean, there's a choice associated with that. And so we need to make sure over time that we are accessible to everyone. And print was, in the end, just much too expensive a way to try to accomplish that.
What are the benchmarks for success for you?
I think it's great. I mean, the reception, the quality, some of the subjective benchmarks are just the general reception we get that we'll get, you know, directly on the street, by email, on social media, to the articles we do. Any given article, you know, somebody might pick on, but, you know, what's the overall reaction over the first week, first month, and first year? That's subjective, but we can probably quantify that to some degree. The level of subscriptions will be a huge objective measurement, and subscriptions will be in the form of paid subscriptions where people are paying to read the articles. And then, you know, people who sign up to follow us on social media or sign up to get our many, many email editions or who download the podcast that we'll launch. So we'll have some objective numbers. And then all of that has to translate into the financial. Are we a sustainable nonprofit? You know, are we generating the revenue to cover most, if not all, of our expenses? So those are our metrics.
A lot of news websites are transitioning to multimedia, but you've really hired a lot of former print journalists.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, you know, I mean, I think because historically and most printed word journalism, the written word journalism has been the highest standard of quality news in this country. And even today, if you turn on any of the cable news channels, by and large, what you have is a bunch of print reporters talking about the news of the day and commentators talking about an article that was broken in the Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post or the New York Times or Reuters. And I think there's a reason for that. I think that is the standard. And so we will do a similar thing in that we will bring, you know, printed word journalists into the podcast, or, you know, they already, you know, they come onto behind the headlines, and we'll find other ways to get the word out about the news they've written. But that foundation, to me, is still the highest quality source, the most proven highest quality source of news.
Eric Barnes is president and executive editor of the Daily Memphian, launching this fall. Eric, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.